Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, honeys. Hello. I hope you're doing great. This is Jackie J, the host of Natribute. Welcome to this episode. This is a re-release episode. And before I tell you what it is, let me just catch you up on a few things. I'm recording this intro end of May. I have not given birth yet, but I truly feel that I will soon. This has been such a wild journey, and I really can't wait to come back and discuss this with y'all, and get back into Natribute. I already miss Natribute, and I've only technically been gone. I haven't even been gone, to be honest. I'm finishing up editing and mastering and getting all the episodes loaded for a while. I'm gone for my maternity leave, and I'm already just missing Natribute. I have a document on my phone of all the cover songs I'm going to do. They're stacking up. So I hope you're enjoying my break, and I hope I'm enjoying my break. I've been doing a lot of guest-hosted eps, but there are a couple of re-releases because I just needed a little bit more content, and I'm excited today to share with you a re-release of an episode with two of my favorite people ever, Brian Sofi and Aaron Gibson, who are hosts of the seminal podcast Attitudes. Now, at the time of this recording, their show was called Throwing Shade. It was called that for many years, and they decided to change the name of the show semi-recently. So the show is now called Attitudes. If you're looking for a podcast that's exciting and fun and lots of wonderful knowledge, check out Attitudes. They've been doing this for so long. They're such pros. It's one of my favorite podcasts that I always listen to. And when they came on Natribute, it was very exciting for me. So please enjoy this episode if you haven't heard it, and if you have heard it, enjoy it again, because this is such a slice of life from a specific time. I believe this was 2018. This is back when I used to scream and act like a loon on my show in the best way, an unhinged, fun, loud, yelly episode of Natribute back in the olden days, and they were champs, and at one point I do use a wax strip and rip hair out of my pussy. So these are all exciting things that you will enjoy. And I hope you do. And I'm so appreciative that Brian and Aaron came on Natribute. Hopefully I can get them back on at some point again, because there's so much to be updated on. In this episode, they discuss their skincare, their products, as they do on their show every week, Attitudes. And I'm sure their skin routine has changed since this. A lot has changed in the world and in our lives since this episode aired, but it's a fun slice of life as to where we all were in 2018. Pre-pandemic times, many ways a different world, in a great way, in a beautiful way. So please enjoy, and I hope you've been enjoying the trip down Natribute memory lane as well as the guest-hosted eps. I will be back very soon with new episodes, lots of information, hopefully a wonderful birth story for everyone. And it's going to be fun. So please enjoy, cream up, wear that sunscreen this summer, and I hope you're having a fabulous week.
Oh, yeah. Na-na-na-na-na, na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na. She's a Natribute.
Welcome to Natribute. It's Jackie Johnson, your host. I'm excited. It's February, baby. We are here in February, the month where we are reminded by all the candy aisles at Walgreens, all the commercials, all the billboards, all the prefixed restaurant menus in the world that we're coupled up, baby. So I thought it would be fun for February to celebrate partnership in its many forms. So we're only having couples on Natribute this month. And to kick it off, I have a couple here with me. They are business partners, podcast partners, comedy partners, friends. I have Aaron Gibson and Brian Sofi, the hosts of Throwing Shade, with me. Welcome.
Jackie, in the history of of any show that we've ever done. Never, ever, 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 ever have we been introduced with such moxie.
Vim and vigor.
Listen,
enthusiasm.
I don't know if y'all know, but I didn't come to fucking play today. I don't know if that's one thing everybody knows about Jackie Johnson, is that I don't come to play.
We feel safe in your hands.
Oh, I'm so so happy y'all are here. I was like, they're busy, they go on pause, they have their own podcast empire. I know we've known each other for so long, but I was like, I'm just gonna see if they'll come on. And not only did y'all say you'd come on, you all seemed very excited.
So excited.
So excited.
Oh. Erin and I love to talk about groceries, products, beauty products. So when you extended the offer, I was like, this checks so many boxes for me.
And people want to know. The questions flooded in.
They did?
From the listeners.
Oh, good.
We
I
have
can't
a
wait.
Huge crossover audience, believe it or not.
I believe it.
So I'm going to do a few warm-up questions.
Great.
And then let's get to the listener questions. Get those out of the way. Scratch that itch. We have so much. I have a couple gifts for y'all. I got this kit in the mail from No Mustache. It's like a on-the-go, get-rid-of-your-mustache-slash-bikini-area kit.
Oh, I just bought one of these
at
Selfridges in London. It's a little, I wonder if it's the same company. It's nice. Was it on Shark Tank?
Yes.
Yes. It's the.
Oh my God.
So good.
Okay. Well,
so
I don't. I just had my mustache done at Indie Beauty Expo, but I thought I could do my bikini line in the corner over here. If y'all want to help me and we can demo it. That we got a lot to get to, all I'm saying. So buckle up, bitches. Get that seatbelt on. Put the Prius in drive, okay? We're rolling.
I love all this hot, hard talk, and then you drop Prius.
Well, I want to be honest. That's what I drive.
Can we just talk about the elephant in the room real quick?
Yes.
So Brian's from El Paso. Oh. Brian's from El Paso.
Yes.
I'm from Houston. You're from Dallas.
Yeah.
You have the strongest accent of any of us, and you're the furthest north.
Yeah.
What gives?
Oh, my parents both sound like banjos.
So does my my mom does. My dad doesn't, but my mom does.
When you hear them talk, it's bam, 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 bam. It's just, I don't know. But my sister has no accent, so figure that out.
No idea.
Who knows?
Are you older or younger?
Younger.
I got no answers for you.
I don't know. All I'm saying is I'm proud of it.
Well, you should be. It's
I got
fantastic.
Made fun of so bad when I first moved here. I was an assistant
at
Universal at one of their production offices, and they were like, you know, I got a lot of crap.
No, wear that with pride.
I have a question. I do think this is just something to keep an eye out for or an ear out for. Let's see how long it takes for Brian and I to start matching your accent.
Yeah. I know.
Yeah. That's what happens to me is, like, I try to get rid of it, and then I go home, or I talk to my dad on the phone.
No, you should
never
get
rid
of
it. It's so good.
Fran Drescher has a distinctive voice, and she couldn't book work, and so she hired all these coaches to get rid of it, and then she got her audition for The Nanny, and she was like, you know what? Fuck this. And went in and did her damn self, and look at her now, baby.
Look at her now.
Okay?
Out of work.
But a fucking, like, billionaire. That show is
the
most syndicated show.
No, you know Mr. Sheffield is the vice president of SAG?
Is that true?
He was at one point, because when I went in for my meeting, I was like, Mr. Sheffield!
And Andrea is still the president.
Yes!
Yeah.
I'm telling you, from 90210.
Oh, I know all the 90
stars.
This
is inside baseball talk now, honey. We're all proud SAG-AFTRA members, union strong, Plan 2 insurance. I made Plan 1 last year. That's okay.
You know what? You got to enjoy it when you get
it. Yes, I'm telling you. I'm like, I go to the dentist. I get my eyes checked.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you milk it when you got
that
plan.
You got to go all in.
Oh, yeah.
Acupuncture.
You can get Pilates.
I'm telling you,
I'm just telling you, you can get it all.
Ugh. Anyway, okay.
Do I need any kind of indication when Chooch wants to get down? Is this gets down? Okay.
No.
All right. Okay. Just checking.
She's a free woman.
Okay.
Yeah. But normally she always sits on my lap, but like for the past, I'd say 5 or 6 episodes, I do get a little loud and I think she's just like, Mom, I deal with this all day. I can't. So she does sit in the control room sometimes with Rebecca, my producer. Shout out, Rebecca. Thank you, by the way, Rebecca. She rocks. Can I just say, she's amazing. And Emma, my sound engineer, who isn't here right now, but she edits Natch Butte. My girls, I love y'all. I just needed to say that because they are my rock.
Yeah.
In this journey. Just like Sam.
Yes,
he's our
rock.
Shout out Sam Kiefer.
He truly
is. What a cutie.
He's the best.
Okay, so let me just get to some of these opening questions, even though we've clearly warmed up. So who would you say between the two of you has the messiest car?
Me.
Okay.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Although I recently got a new car, so it's been way better. But when I was driving my old car, like wigs, costume, you know what I mean? Like the whole fucking UCB.
Oh, yeah.
And by the way, it's been years since I've really done that.
But
thing at
just
UCB,
in case the wigs needed to come out, you drive around with
exactly.
them.
Exactly. Yes. Yeah, so
my car
me.
Might not necessarily be clean, but it's always neat. And armrest always has tampons, Advil, dog poop bags, tissues, and tweezers.
Perfect. I always have a nail file.
That's
it has
good.
Changed my look how long my nails are.
Yeah. I mean, I get growth because you got to get those snags right when they start.
Otherwise, you're going to lose that nail.
I know, and I can't lose that nail.
No, you got to protect those nails.
I got to protect that nail.
Do you take those weird Victoria's Secret vitamins that Angela Tremblay told me about?
No. But tell us more.
I have to look on my Amazon wish list because I'm actually scared to get them. My shit already grows so fast, and I don't know if I want to.
You know, everyone does also collagen powder now.
Oh, it's sort of like that. By the way, it tastes disgusting.
You do it.
Well,
everyone does it now.
Well, no, listen. I brought one because I got this in my Indie Beauty Expo bag, and I don't eat meat. I think you both eat meat, right?
Yeah.
So if somebody wants to try it,
I do put that in my. I have some that I put in
my
smoothie.
Well, that's why it makes your nails grow. Then
I had to stop doing it because it tasted like a fresh tire.
Do you remember what kind it was?
It was on sale, so I think
this
I fucked
is
up.
Vital Proteins. They have
that's
a,
the one I keep hearing
here
about.
Here you go,
yeah.
Brian. It's
are
your,
you are you
my
serious? Can I really have this?
Yes, and I brought Aaron a gift too.
I'm so excited.
But basically,
you reached for nothing, by the way.
Right here. I'll get to it when we get to it. I brought two presents. I thought intuitively I would know who to give each to, and that just
and
saw
you
the
did
problem.
It.
So Vital Proteins, they do. Okay, so I don't promote anything that has meat products in it, whatever. But they have a lot of vegan stuff too. And they've come up on
because they do
a lot.
Have a vegan one.
They do.
Yeah.
But that one I can't have. Nobody in my house can have it. So I thought you could. I would wanted to give it to y'all.
I'm so excited.
So grow those nails.
I will.
It's
hard.
It's hard.
No,
well,
I don't know.
Lauren Lapkus was on our show last week, and she was saying that she went through like a phase of being vegetarian. She's like, I just don't have the skills to make that many meals.
Yeah.
You have to learn a whole new
vegetarian.
He's been one forever.
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. Let's keep getting these questions. We're going to be all damn night, which I'm fine with. My Honey Bunches of Oats audition is over. I'm free for the rest of the day. Okay, so I want each of you to tell me what...
Why was it I called in for it?
Now I'm telling you. I know, we see each other at all the like, tall, funny girl auditions. So I want Brian to tell me what Aaron gets at Starbucks, and I want Aaron to tell me what Brian gets at Starbucks.
Aaron gets, I forget the name of it, a London Fog?
Yeah.
Yeah, which is basically an English breakfast tea latte.
Yep.
Ooh! Yeah. And look at you. You guys are friends.
Brian gets a venti iced green tea, easy ice, extra water.
No water.
No water, sorry.
But every time you always say extra, that's always the one thing.
I always get wrong.
Yeah, because to me it feels nice because it feels familiar.
Because I don't know how your stomach can take no water.
Yeah.
Because that's...
Plus
I have to
light
have it.
Ice. I need that shit watered down.
Yeah. I like
no,
it.
No, he likes rocket
like
fuel green
punch.
Tea.
Yeah.
So you're both tea people.
Yeah, but I'm drinking coffee. I also like coffee.
Yeah.
But I'm historically a tea person, recently a coffee
person.
Well,
I'll tell you, since the beginning of the year, I've been trying really hard, and I've only had three teas the whole year.
Wow.
To just drink lemon juice, hot water, and honey in the morning, and it has made me feel a lot calmer.
Wow.
It's been a total change, and my teeth look way better.
Oh, yeah. I'm trying to remineralize my teeth right now. It's
I just started whitening mine again today.
I'm on a journey.
Wait, how do you remineralize them?
Well, I've been just Googling lightly, because basically, I got my teeth whitened at the dentist last year, and I really think it fucked my teeth up.
Like, of course! Was it the laser
like
shit?
Like, made them more sensitive or something?
I feel like when I put my tongue against the back of my teeth, I can see it. Like, you can see through my teeth.
Yeah, yeah.
So, because I'm trying to get white teeth, and in photos, I can always tell my teeth are not as white as the person I take the photo with, and I'm just, like, stressed out. So I'm like, I got to remineralize. So I'm doing oil pulling, which I know like, it's so annoying. I've been oil pulling, and I bought this crazy weird stuff on Amazon that's supposed to, like, help remineralize, like a rinse. And
great.
Just drinking tap water instead of Brita now.
And use a Sonicare, right?
No.
Because Sonicare is the best toothbrush in the world.
Yeah, I used to have one. I just got annoyed with charging it all the time.
Oh, it's also, it gets disgusting inside.
Yeah.
But
ew, it does. It gets
it does. So it gross. Gets like schmegma cheese inside it.
It's a full
toothbrush schmegma
petri
cheese.
That's so gross.
Disgusting.
So disgusting.
Ew, I'm leaving.
I know.
I'm disgusting. I want a Foreo toothbrush.
I bought one.
Oh. What do you like?
That's the one that's being advertised everywhere, right?
Is it?
No. Oh, no. That's a different one. I have the one that's got the, and I can't remember the name of it, but it's everywhere you see it.
Yeah. Well, you'll have to send it to me. I'll put it on Nashview.com.
Yeah. It's really good, but I still don't think it cleans as well as the Sonicare. But here's the thing. It doesn't have fucking disgusting
schmegma cheese
inside.
That's the first time schmegma cheese has come up on Nashview.
Oh, we're so proud of that.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like 48 episodes or something.
I'm glad we're the ones who brought it out.
Me too. Well, I,
right.
I'm so impressed y'all knew each other's Starbucks drinks. Okay, so if each of you, so answer for the other one.
Okay.
What reality show would each of you want to be a cast member / competitor on?
Shit. Actually.
On?
Yeah, a cast member or like a competitor.
I'm just going to say Bachelor in Paradise.
For me?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's such a garbage. I don't watch any reality.
Yeah.
Well, I watch RuPaul's Drag Race.
Yeah. And 90 Day Fiancé you watched.
I watched 90.
Oh, I did too.
I watched 90 Days Fiancé
before the 90 Days.
Yes.
I watched them all.
Ooh.
I think Brian would like to be, I'm going to say, a Real House man.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's correct.
On the Real Housewives of...
This is
big. I'm going to say New York, and
that's
here's why.
That's absolutely it.
Oh, I'm so...
Dead on.
I almost said Beverly Hills, but I was like, no, Brian would want to live in New York and have... dip his toe in that world, but also be able to go to see Hello, Dolly.
That's absolutely right.
I'm so in awe of y'all's friendship.
Yeah.
Like, this is beautiful.
This is nice.
And we
nice.
Never
we
share
never
personal
questions
stuff.
Like this. Yeah.
We just I guess we must just through...
I get through touring or something that maybe we drop these things. Like that's what the Starbucks things come from. Right. I'm going to go to Starbucks. What do you want?
But we don't get a lot of time to just go to the movies and go hang out, which is not anymore, and it's super unfortunate. So I'm actually shocked we know all this stuff.
It's a beautiful thing. That's why I wanted to do All Couples February, because it's like bringing people together.
It's like
matching. I just sent this to a friend, a picture of the collagen to a friend who was like begging me to do it.
Yeah.
And they said there's also, you won't like this one, but apparently there's also a marine one made from fish. That's the one she does. And she puts it in hot chocolate, on her oatmeal, in coffee, and in smoothies.
Wow. So it must not taste
bad. Does it
do
anything else besides help you grow your hair and nails?
Yeah, it Skin. Makes your face, you're fuller, the collagen.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, there are vegan ones out there for the vegans. Okay. Who's the better dancer of the two of you?
Oh, Aaron.
Aaron pointed to Brian.
Brian can tap dance and I can't.
That doesn't mean I'm a better dancer. Aaron is. So we opened our tour this year with a big dance
number.
Kat Burns, our favorite.
Just on Attribute.
She's the best.
And her mom too, right?
Yes.
We know everything.
I know.
Aaron picks that stuff up like this.
But only because I went. But I appreciate this. If we were to take this outside of just this relationship, and I was to dance with, I don't know, anybody who took one more year of dance than me, they would be exponentially better than me.
Oh, we did a thing where we were like, we should videotape just our feet of the dance number to like impress people, and then we watch the video back, and we basically don't move our feet. Like, it was like, we thought we were doing so much dancing, and it was really just waist up.
That's what
it was really just posing.
Catherine's so good at knowing, like, how, because I'm such a bad dancer, but because I hang out with Catherine, people always think I am a good dancer.
Right.
But it's all about, she can make it to fit what you're good
at. Absolutely, and she can make you look so great.
Yes. Yeah. Shout out Catherine Burns.
No kidding.
Okay, what's your favorite thing about each other? That's the last one, and then we'll move on to beauty.
I mean, Aaron's hilarious. I guess that's probably my favorite thing.
Okay.
She's a micromanager. That's the negative way to put that. She's detail oriented.
I love that.
Yeah.
We all need a friend like that, especially a partner.
Mm-hmm.
Brian is fantastic at catching mistakes.
Oh,
Brian is the last. I'm telling you, he's the firewall before it all burns down. Because I'll get really busy and I'll just pop off an email and there'll be mistakes in it, and Brian will be like, we got to put out this fire. He just sees that stuff. And he's on it.
He's also the editor.
You're the editor.
Ish.
You're the last line of defense in this relationship.
You're the white
also.
Blood
I will
cells.
Say, Aaron and I. Oh no, you were
okay. Also, Brian is bonkers in a way that is so surprising. I never know what he's going to say, and it's always so funny. He's totally unpredictable, and that's what makes it so fucking fun to do the show with him. And he's fucking responsible, and he's also really good at. If he has a problem, he will tell you.
Oh, I love that. Open communication.
I have to say, Aaron and I...
We've only been in one fight our entire relationship.
Yeah. And it was like...
Over and...
Gone in 60 seconds. But I will say that the great... That Aaron just hit on, the thing about a partnership is you really both have to be equally responsible people.
Yes.
Otherwise,
oh my God.
It just breeds resentment.
And then you get resentful, yes.
Absolutely. And I will also say, another favorite thing I like about Aaron is... One of us is not always a good cop, and one of us is not always bad cop. We switch between those things constantly. Depending on the situation, one of us is the good cop, one of us is the bad, which I like.
I love that, too. Yeah. God, you guys are great.
We don't really gang up on people.
No.
Unless they're really wrong. I'll tell you who we can equally hate on, present company included, but every time we go on tour, there is some fucking venue who does not have their shit together, and this year it was L.A.
Yeah.
It's mostly,
come on, LA.
It's usually L.A.
Yeah.
Of just people who were just like, you walk in and we've set everything ahead of time, always, always, always on
top
of shit.
They're like, sorry, who are you?
Don't know who we are, don't know what's going on, and then we're just total
animals.
Assholes together.
Yeah. Yeah, you gotta come together in moments like
exactly,
that.
Exactly, because we're essentially paying
bad cop,
you.
Bad cop.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They were both bad cop, bad cop.
Yes.
These are such good questions, Jackie.
I wrote all these last night.
They're fantastic.
I don't want to brag, but listen, I knew
you What were you watching fun. While you were writing?
Adam was playing Cuphead.
Okay.
What's Cuphead?
Is that the song from Pitch Perfect? Oh, okay. I've never heard of it.
When I'm gone. Yeah. When I'm gone.
Adam was singing that song.
Yes, he was singing that song in the corner. No, it's a video game.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know. That's not what you call them these days, right? Video games. It's like a... It's a
game.
It's a
first-person shooter.
I don't know. Yeah, FRP.
It's a really cool
M-I-C-K-E-Y.
Game. It was an independent game that was funded through like Indiegogo and GoFundMe stuff. But it's 1930s. It's based off of 1930s cartoons.
Oh,
it's
cool.
It's really cool.
That sounds
cool.
Great.
It is, but it's really. It's like he's been playing it for a long time. It's he refuses to put it on easy for his ego. So it's like a medium to hard, and it just the villains just get you.
What if you got that Staples button and brought it home?
Well, that's a
does that
an
help
option.
Him out?
Maybe. Hold on, I lost my thing because when I was playing Cups,
like, on your
my
iPad,
iPad closed. It was worth it though, honestly. I mean, that was.
Can
that
I say I'm obsessed with pictures of your mom?
Me?
Obsessed. Yes.
Oh,
when
my.
You post pictures of your mom, I just she is straight out of a ZZ Top.
Oh yeah.
Music video.
Oh yeah. My listen. Okay, so there's this one photo of my mom you're probably talking about, her in front of the red car and the red dress. My mom had already had both her kids. She was in her 40s when that picture was taken.
I'm obsessed with her.
She's like stunning.
I mean, I'm telling you, we all got glamour shots done together. Like my sister and my mom.
I love all this.
And my moms were like, they like hung it in the front of the store for life. Like they were like, this is the ultimate example of what we're trying to do here. So they put my mom's fucking glamour shot in the front.
That is essentially like landing the cover of like Us Weekly,
yes.
but in your
like
hometown.
That's like the Sports Illustrated swimsuit
yeah,
Garland
that's right. That's
edition.
Better. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Garland edition.
Pretty much. The Townies Mall shout out. I always get emails when I shout out Townies Mall from people who are there.
Does it still exist?
It does still exist. It sure does. I always take Adam there. I'm like, this is, because I go to the Bakersfield malls when we go up to his hometown. I love malls.
Me too.
It's just such a like... refreshing change of pace.
It is.
In LA, all our malls are like outdoors and it's a whole thing.
Fashion Square Mall in Sherman Oaks is where it's at, by the way.
Oh,
it's
I love
the best mall in the biz.
They have a NYX and an ELF. Those are two makeup stores. So, and I still
like,
can't find
their
my email.
Own stores?
Where the fuck did it go?
Their own
yes,
stores?
Brick and mortars.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Let's get to the questions from the listeners. So this question is from Ashley in Illinois.
Okay.
She says, this question is for Brian and Aaron. They'll understand. Dear Freddie Bell Jones,
okay.
What is the number one beauty tip that you can share with the kids these days? Any holy grail products that you don't feel receive enough attention? Thank you. I love you so much.
Okay, just for people who don't know who Freddie Bell Jones is, we had a situation. We were talking about a political thing, and I don't even remember what it was, but somehow in this story was this modeling agency in Baltimore called Freddie
like
Bell Jones.
It was like a finishing school.
Modeling and finishing school.
Oh, we have one of those John Robert Powers.
Yeah.
It's that like a scam.
So this one was Freddie Bell Jones.
I don't know.
And
probably.
We just became obsessed with talking about who we thought Freddie Bell Jones was and
oh
what they
God.
Did there. And I'm obsessed with any sort of cotillion finishing school thing because I think it's so crazy. So that's who Freddie Bell Jones is. What is, and the question is like, what's something
like
that you feel
underrated,
like doesn't deserve?
Underrated?
Just like any holy grail products that you're using that you really think are
I
just
mean, you
it for you.
I probably talk about this all the time. There's two different cleansers I use.
Oh, honey, here we go.
Well, I have to say.
First of all, Brian has a makeup bag, and it says, Be Your Beautiful trademark.
I got it for free. So one of the things I like is for morning and night. This is a tip for dudes, too. Do you know that if you're trying – I have to grow facial hair for this thing that we're doing. But for you to grow facial hair, the fastest way to do it is if your face is clean. Like
interesting.
If you wash –
because you're also – you got to get the dead skin out. And
exactly.
All, yeah.
You just have to wash your face, which you should, of course, be doing anyway, morning and night.
Right.
But I feel like a lot of people – like
guys,
people scrimp.
Yeah, people scrimp. But I swear by CeraVe because my skin is so sensitive. So I use the hydrating cleanser morning and night, which is super cheap. And then if I want a super cleanse, I use this stuff called Glam Glow, which I've gotten samples of a million times and I've never, so many times that I've never actually had to buy it.
Yeah.
But
it's expensive. She ain't cheap.
Okay. So I just use
her
the samples.
Her story's insane.
Really?
Oh, really?
Well, because I think she does that the number one selling mask, that one
the
that's like
one,
2 minutes.
The blue one, the silver one.
Yeah.
Lots of,
oh, I didn't know that.
There's so colors, there's
I have
textures.
Samples of this all the time, and this is whenever I want it like super, super cleansed, I use this. But just get a sample.
It was
read
something...
what it is, though. Tell everybody what kind it is.
It's called Glam Glow. This one is Mud to Foam.
Oh.
And it's called the Super Cleanse, which is, you put it on dry, mm-hmm. so it's almost like a mask, and then you like slowly add warm water and scrub it up. And it just feels, your skin, I don't know if it actually works, your skin feels like it's breathing and is really clean after.
What's cool about her is that, and I'm getting some of this wrong, but I think she was like a waitress or something like that, and he was a salon rep.
Oh.
And she was really into beauty and all the stuff, and so her and her husband launched this company. Anyway, they got successful off of that Hollywood facial, mm-hmm. that 2 minute Hollywood facial or whatever.
Oh, right.
Then she basically pioneered co-branding with movies with facial with makeup that's never happened before. So she did a whole line with the Power Rangers where she made a mask for every single Power Ranger, and that was the first time anybody ever had
like a sheet mask or something.
No, a mud mask that has like those. I think
she's got glitter ones.
Yeah,
I mean they're.
I like
a
what
crazy.
She's. That's I like what nice. She's doing as far as whatever co-branding like that is.
Yeah,
whatever you think about that, but I think it's cool that now she's doing that with makeup.
Yep,
that is cool.
Not just Happy Meals. You
What's
know?
Yours?
Yeah, I am super lazy. I oil cleanse.
Yeah.
And unless I have a lot of makeup on, and then I really like that NARS has an oil-based makeup remover, but I really never have to use it. I just put straight up avocado oil on my face and it takes off all the makeup. Now, I will say I think people don't do, which I learned at one hotel, the only hotel I've ever stayed at that did this had black washcloths. And ever since I stayed there, I bought a bunch of black washcloths and I use them to take my makeup off. I use a fresh one every day. And it gets everything off, and I don't ruin washcloths.
You're right. Why do we get white? Just so we have that satisfaction of seeing that it came off, but
don't
then they're
do
stained.
It. Go on Amazon and buy yourself $12 worth of, like, you can get 20 washcloths for $12 and just fucking have a fresh thing for your face every day.
That's like Oprah status. You know what I mean? Like, we deserve that.
Yes.
Why do we use white little shitty cotton pads?
And also,
treat yourself.
Don't, then you cut down on waste. It helps the environment.
I think the goal this year is to cut out all the cotton and Q-tip. Just get more.
I have a secondary goal this year, which is to only buy cosmetics run by women that are also owned by bigger companies that are run by men. And it's really hard to do.
That. I love that.
I have suggestions later if you want to go through it.
Yeah,
okay.
I would love that. Okay, great. I hope that answered your question, Ashley. This question is for Aaron Gibson. Which Le Labo fragrance is your all-time favorite? Jade from Melbourne.
Poivre 23. It's a pepper and tobacco and vanilla based. I don't know
Delicious.
What it is. It's Poivre. So good. It's. I think it means pepper in French.
Oh.
I started with rose, and now I'm. And now, I don't think it is 23. Anyway, it's called Poivre. But here's the fucked up thing about it, Jackie.
Oof.
Le Labo, which I've found out since is owned by Estee Lauder, so that kind of explains where this bonkers marketing scheme came into place. They do this thing called City Scents. They're exclusive. And you can only get them in September. And of course, 1 year I went in to get my rose scent. And they were like, we have these special city scents. I fell in love with this peppery one. I went back in to get it on October 2nd. And they were like, sorry, it's only available.
You remember
in
the date?
Yes, because
it was traumatizing.
I was 2 days late. I was like,
it's like 9/11. We all remember that.
She's like, I'm so sorry. We don't sell it. We only sell it in September. If you want it, you have to fly to London. And I was like, fuck.
That's insane.
Everyone that is insane. In here. Because they're all, that's the London scent. And then they have Sydney and Los Angeles and whatever.
What does the LA one smell like? Hobo piss?
You
Pretty
know what?
Much.
Hobo piss and coins for your meter?
Yep. The horse shit by the Hollywood sign. I have to say, you can get samples at Le Labo. I'm still working off.
But they're $12.
They're $12, but I've had mine for like 3 months.
No, I'm all about that sample life. I don't buy anything anymore. You go to Sephora and you get a sales lady that's not snooty and you're like, can I have a sample of the Murad
eye
cream? Can I have a sample of
I have a sample of that
Sunday
right now
Riley.
That I'm using.
Yeah.
The Murad eye cream,
The most shocking thing I ever saw was we went to Vegas to work for to campaign for Hillary or sign people up to vote, voter registration. Anyway, I had a couple hours to kill and I got there really early. So I went to Sephora and
I know
like,
that one.
That
yeah.
in the Caesar's Palace.
Yep.
Okay. I went in there and I was like, I had forgotten base or something. So I was like, fuck it. I'm just going to go to Sephora and put some base on. Every bitch in there was putting her makeup on.
Oh, one time I was in Vegas for our mini moon and we were like walking to see Britney. And wink, what a transformative experience.
Of course,
a whole other podcast. But anyway, and I forgot my deodorant. So I went in there and I go, hi, what's the best deodorant in here? And she told me and I went and I sprayed that shit on myself. No shame in the game, baby. I mean,
why not?
We're consumers. Like, I give them a lot. I'm VIB. Like, I deserve a couple samps.
I don't feel bad about not giving Clinique $10.
Oh, also, that Sephora has absolutely resigned itself to the fact that people are just there to use the
product. Yes, 100%. They gave zero fucks. That woman watched me open up that bottle and spray my fucking pits with it.
Probably cared not at all.
Not even a blink.
Their sales graphs are just flat lines.
Because if you did that at the Grove, they would kick you out.
You get arrested.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so funny. Okay, let's keep going with these questions.
Okay.
This is from Chloe from Brisbane, Australia. So we've had two Aussie questions already. Aaron, your skin is always so tight in the good way, not the dry, icky way. LOL. and glowing, even when you post shots where you're supposed to be sick. Do you attribute this to anything in particular? Don't you dare say good jeans, because we can't buy those at Sephora.
I'm telling you, oil cleansing. And by the way, that has Jenny Pearson is the one who told me about this. There's a Reddit forum that you can go search oil cleansing that a chemist did. And she just explains why it works. It pulls all the shit off your face and doesn't take the stuff that you need off your face, and your skin feels moisturizer. Now, in this winter, I use Beauty Counter's. They have this nourishing facial oil, which just makes your skin, and Brian uses it too.
Got y'all on the Beauty Counter train?
Our friend Emily, who does makeup or whatever, she got us on that,
My cousin
sells it. And my cousin sells it, too.
She in Texas?
Yeah.
Yes! Me too.
Beautycounter.com/Sarah Calfee
There you go.
C-A-L-F-E-E.
There you go.
I love this shit. I love this shit so much. And so when we travel on planes, now I have a whole thing. I use Kendo cleanser wipes that, who told us about those?
Tiffany, maybe? I don't know.
Yeah.
Jessica.
It was Jessica. Amber Thiessen?
Yes.
Ooh. Our bestie.
We've got a direct line.
Kendo wipes on the plane because the plane is disgusting. And then I use that nourishing oil. It's great.
Somebody actually does ask
but
a plane
mom,
question
my
later.
Mom, my oh. mom is, my mom has amazing skin.
Yeah.
And that's just.
Maybe she's born with it. Maybe it's oil cleansing.
That's right.
Also sunscreen every fucking day.
There you go. I say it every episode. If I could go back and tell my 20-year-old self.
Of course.
Yank yourself out of that tanny bed with that Playboy bunny sticker.
Yes! I had a Playboy bunny sticker. I had a dolphin on one side. I look like a comic strip going around my body at one point because I have a tattoo right here and a tattoo on my
lower
back.
They got those baskets and they got all kinds of choices, so you got to use them all.
But I'm telling you, that bunny never saw the light of day. And it was white in my skin. I went as Christina Aguilera from the Dirty video my first year of Halloween at UT, and I was like brown.
Like, you were actually that
you were
tan.
So
yes.
You got
that
so
tan
heavily.
Every minute to try and get like to look like I rolled in cat piss like Christina did in the ex Christina video.
I recently saw that video again. It's been
amazing.
A while. It's amazing.
She's, I mean, of our generation, like, she's my pop star. Like, she's my Beyonce. I don't know. I'll always hold her
she's
in
the
such
one
a high
you
regard.
With,
yes, The Voice. The if voice. I ever get on The Voice, like, Team Christina, like, before they even turn the damn chairs around, I'm like, yes! Yes, Christina!
I'll never forget. They used to do a thing where it was, like, making the video or something. MTV used to do it. And there was
They're
one.
They're all on YouTube.
Yeah. Well,
Watch
there was
him.
One of
nostalgic.
Hers, and I don't remember what video she was making. All I remember is at the end. She was like, thank you guys so much for watching, da-da-da, and her hand was completely out of the frame, and there was smoke coming in, and she was fully just,
oh my God.
She couldn't even hand the cigarette off.
That is amazing.
She fully just had a cigarette in her hand and was like talking to the camera.
I love that. God, I love that. It's probably for the Dirty video, and as soon as they call cut, she like put it out on herself.
For sure. She's like, this is the real me.
Yes. Okay, I love that. Great. Next question.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This is from Kate from Buffalo, New York. Hi, Jackie. I love your podcast. Question for Aaron and Brian. I was lucky to see one of your incredible Throwing Shade live shows in Boston a few years ago, and my stomach hurt from laughing so hard. When you're touring, what do you do to self-care? I imagine a packed tour schedule can be a lot of fun, but also stressful. So you just kind of answered that.
Except we also have been trying not to drink.
Okay.
Yeah. And also, I got this on the plane when we went to London recently. On the plane, they were selling this, and I don't know that I'd necessarily recommend it. It was just good in a fix. I think those, for instance, those Evian spray bottles, I use those like every 15 minutes on the plane and just douse my face in them. Also, Peter Thomas Roth, is that his name?
Yeah.
He sells a sample set of their masks that are really, I don't know that I would ever buy one and just use that one, but they're all great. And it's five different masks. They're all like super hydrating. I do that or a sheet mask right when I get to the hotel.
I love that.
And I literally spray my face like a crazy person the entire time.
One of my phrases on the show is spray the shit out of your face.
Yeah.
I have a spray in my purse. I rotate them out. I like the Tarte Rainforest of the Sea. I spray
all
damn
day. See,
this
one I have that I got on the plane was Clinique Moisture Surge Face Spray, which is thirsty skin relief. But honestly, I think the Evian one it just works just as well.
That one is, the mist is really fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. A great
I'm going to say this wrong. Micellar water?
Uh-huh.
Micellar water?
Yeah, micellar water.
I think that's really good, and they sell those in wipes.
Yep.
And they're moisturizing and cleansing. I wouldn't over-cleanse on a plane, but definitely moisturizing. I also, this year, bought not only sheet masks, but I bought hand gloves and foot gloves to do in the hotel room. So I'm just slipping and sliding.
There's
all
nothing
over the
place. Better than like getting in your hotel, putting something on your face, feeling clean, and then like fucking turning on the TV and watching Overboard or whatever's on.
Right.
It's just the best.
And I also think that I'm not of the mindset that like I try not to wear makeup at the airport because I know I'm just going to wipe my face off and moisturize and do all that stuff on the plane, which I think is super necessary. But I'll wear like a tinted moisturizer, mascara, fill in my brows.
Yeah.
And then I feel like I have some makeup on, but I don't feel like if I wipe it all off, I'm going to look like a dead person.
If I dress up at the airport, I notice that I get treated better.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Oh,
so if you do, because I always see the people that wear the heels and everything, and I'm like, what are you doing? You get treated with more respect.
But Paul said, if you want a better job, wear a suit. That's what he told men. Just wear one all the time.
But and you know
I
how
just
you
can't even imagine.
Dressed to
literally
impress.
In gym clothes right now. That's what they say. I can't imagine it.
Here's how you can.
And maybe I should.
Here's how you can hack the system, though. Wear all black.
Yes.
No makeup. And then people think you're rich.
Yes.
Someone also told me that once you turn 40 for men, don't even own a pair of jeans. Which,
oh, shit.
No way.
No way. No way, dude. That.
I'm telling you, like, when you watch, like, Talented Mrs. Maisel, I'm like, we're all pieces of shit. They got so dressed up for everything. For, like, to cook dinner, that bitch is in a full face.
I know.
Girdle.
Yeah.
I mean, shit. Whereas I barely have a bra on.
I dress worse than the club owner. On Marvelous Mrs. Maisel.
I love her.
I do too. She's fantastic.
Oh my God. I love her so much.
Yeah.
That show is fantastic.
It's hilarious. I'm so happy. When she won the Golden Globe, I was like, well, I got to check this out. I watched it all in like a minute. Like
it's
a
great.
Whole day. It goes by so fast. I'm like, I want more.
It's great. That her mother in it is just.
Everyone's fantastic.
Yeah, so
the dialogue
good.
Is ping pong.
Yeah. It's great.
I love watch it. Okay, let's see. This is a question for Brian. A while ago, you said that your dream weekend would be just to sit around the house and moisturize. Do you have a
Which
favorite?
You literally just said again.
Yes, yeah. I know. That's why this is so funny. Do you have a favorite mask or lotion that you use? I love both of your shows. I'm so excited for this episode. Lilith from DC.
The snail mucus masks, the sheet masks, feel so good.
Do you get them on Amazon?
I get them on Amazon. Mm-hmm. There's a specific one I get now. I can't remember the name of it, but
you're gonna have to email it to me.
I will. Mm-hmm. Also, I love doing my favorite thing on the weekends is More is More, where I just keep putting shit on
layer.
My face.
Layer.
The Philip Thomas Roth, Peter Thomas Roth, one of those sample ones is a, it's called like the 24 karat gold mask. Mm-hmm. I am telling you, it changes the way you look. Even,
oh my God.
And I think
I'm
very
it.
Temporarily.
Yeah.
But still, for that day.
But it'd be great to do it before an event or something.
Exactly. It's exactly for that. But yeah, that is my favorite. I mean, yeah, I would stay at home and just moisturize all day. It's my favorite thing and watch Judge Judy. That's like my favorite combo.
Can you see this one? Is it that Dr. G one? That top?
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay.
So the snail mask is Dr. G Wrinkle Snail Mask Pack. And our friend Tiffany, who is super, our friend Tiffany Amber Thiessen, who's sort of an influencer with this stuff. You should have her on sometime.
I would love to.
Oh my God. You would
her
she's
connect
so
Instagram
much.
Is beauty stylist and she's like, she's sort of like an influencer with this stuff. She was the one who said that as far as sheet masks go, the snail ones are by far the best.
Brian, remember the eye things too?
Oh my God.
What are those? What are they?
These gold patches that are, it's like $100 for like $10, $12.
They're so cheap.
And they're on Amazon.
And I think they're called like the black and gold something. And they're Korean. And you put them on right under your eye. And it just, it's the same effect actually. This is what they used to do in the 50s. Women would freeze spoons, like metal spoons.
Yes.
And then put them on their eyes for like 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it would reduce the puffiness. This does the same thing.
It's spelled PETITFEE, Petafee, Black Pearl and Gold Hydrogel Eye Patch.
Those.
$11.90.
When I go to Palm Springs, I just sit on a sofa with those on my eyes.
Oh, I would love to be there for that. Y'all just changed the world because my listeners, my honeys, are like Amazon Prime obsessed.
Oh,
they're
good.
All about the deals. I don't use the snails, you know, the vegan
right,
thing.
Right, right.
But a lot of people do like them.
Oh, I didn't think about that.
Well, they're not murdered. They're not murdered.
They just take the...
It's crazy. There's videos online of it. Like, they live in these little homes.
Is it like a bee thing?
It's like a bee thing. It's like cows getting milk.
Yeah,
it's
yeah,
that
yeah.
kind of thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
This, what hydrogel is... you should see if this is vegan.
Yeah, it might be.
Okay.
But for sure the snail goo.
Yeah.
They're not murdered. It's not like they put snails in a blender.
Okay.
It's like they put them through obstacle courses and then they collect
leak.
Their snail goo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which it's like an Equinox membership for the snails. Okay. Okay, I think let's end with this one, and then we'll get into like more specific beauty stuff.
Okay.
This one's a little off topic, but damn it, it's my podcast, okay? Okay, this question is for Brian, Aaron, and Jackie. I've been wanting to start my own podcast for a long time, but I can't seem to shake that Midwestern voice inside my head telling me that to be humble and asking, who do you think you are? Did any of you have trouble with this at the beginning, and what advice do you have to shut out that voice? Bonus question, Aaron, where did you get that dress you wore on Seth Meyers? It's amazing! Rissa from St. Louis. Now, I related to this.
Yeah.
Because personally, people have been telling me to start a pod for years, but I was like, there's too many. Nobody's going to listen. And I talked myself out of it for years. And I finally did it. And thank God I did. Because, you know, Nashville's doing really well.
Yeah, so, I would say, like, I don't know. I feel like if we, everyone knows this, but if you said the things, if you said what you think about yourself to someone else, they would lock you up. They would
right.
think you were a psychopath.
Yes, 100%.
I don't see a downside to it. I sort of feel like if you have something to add to anything, you should. And you only, here's the other thing, just take the pressure off. I recently heard, somehow on my phone it popped up, I don't know how, episode 12 of our podcast.
Yeah.
It was terrible.
Oh, same. I want to erase the first like 10 episodes of Nash Butte from the world.
Yeah. So it's not even like, just take the pressure off. It's not even out the gate. You have to be brilliant because it 300 something episodes in, I'm finally like, oh, maybe our show is funny.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? We're just getting there.
A well-oiled machine.
We also, in an effort to help more women, LGBTQ members of the LGBTQ community, anybody who's been marginalized, start their own podcast. Because we absolutely need more of those voices.
Yes.
We have an episode of our podcast, which is how to start a podcast. It's how to design your episode, what's the equipment, how do you put it online. It's a couple years old, so there might be some stuff on there that's dated, but the information's pretty much the same.
And I think doing exactly what you're doing, Jackie, and to an extent us, of like, there's finding the thing you're obsessed with.
Right.
And then because I guarantee you, you're not the only one. And people love geeking out.
But
I mean,
here's the other thing, too. Like, and especially now, there's a ton of podcasts that are, because of the political climate, that are doing stuff like Brian and I, and they're fantastic. But they're doing it their own way, and no one will ever be able to do what you do in the way that you do it, unless you clone yourself, and then you got a problem.
Yeah.
And then that's your fault, really, because you gave permission to somebody to do that, like a laboratory or whatever.
And if you clone yourself, can I get the number so I can clone Chooch?
We love to clone Chooch.
I do feel like, I don't know that I would clone another human, but if something happened to my dog,
none
I would
of us
want
deserve
him cloned.
It. None of us deserve it. Or
the
or
dress
worthy.
Is from Sandro,
ooh,
which is a French company. I don't know what they are, but I don't give a, look, don't ever buy anything full price. They have sales all the time. I don't know if they're going under or whatever, but you can get stuff really cheap. I actually think that dress is on sale right now for like 70% off on their website.
You have
S-A-N-D-R-O.
I was going to say, you can send me the link and I can put it
it's
on
kind of funky. It's kind of funky, but like classic.
Now you're going to have everyone wearing it.
Great.
Next time
I don't
go
care.
On tour, there'll be 20 women in the audience wearing it. It'll be fun.
Wearing a funky classic
dress.
Well,
since we did the TV show, I have this weird problem now, which is where, because our wardrobe lady was like, I was like, oh, I can just wear this shirt again. She's like, no, you can't wear this shirt again. If anyone's taking pictures of you, I don't want them searching for you online and seeing you in the same outfit. And now I'm like, oh. So, honestly, with that dress, I don't know if I will wear it again.
Yeah.
Maybe to a wedding. I'll wear it to a wedding.
I've seen sometimes celebrities will wear the red carpet looks twice, like a year or two later, and they're like, fuck it. Because, you know.
You know what? That's a stupid. Yeah, you're right.
I don't know. I was just watching The Crown, which, again, amazing.
So good.
Oh, my God.
It's
Claire
so good.
Foy is fucking phenomenal. And the sister, Princess Margaret.
Oh, she's the
first
best.
First of all, I'm like five episodes behind. So, like,
I'm
don't.
I'm behind
no
too.
Spoils.
No, I'm not
okay.
caught up. Yeah.
She's incredible. She's stunning. And they always wear different outfits every single day, everywhere they go. Nobody in that. And I'm like, in real life, the queen had to have worn something twice, right? I don't know.
I don't think she has.
I don't think so.
What the hell? What do they do with all those damn clothes?
At least not publicly.
Have you seen the Kardashians' closet?
Yes, right.
They must catalog them or
something. And I've never seen them in the same thing.
Yeah. I'm telling you. It's all part of it. We're all just cogs in this
consumer
machine.
Just do Rent the Runway.
I know a lot. Sarah Claspel. Shout out Sarah Claspel. She listens to Nash Beach. She loves Rent the Runway. I've never done it. I love to buy. I have a problem. But I respect it.
My sister does it because she goes to like a lot of events because she's in sales. And she's like, I'll pay $50 for a dress that I never use again.
Yes.
It's better than paying $500 for a dress that you never wear
again. Telling you, it's smart. I have a dress in my closet. It's a Trina Turk.
Yeah.
I bought it for a wedding when I was 25. I'm 33 and I haven't worn it again. It was
That's $700.
Right. And I was like, this was like a big moment in my life. I'm like, yes, I'm going to buy. Bitch, I never wore that.
Yeah.
Of course.
I was sitting in my damn closet. I said to Lauren Lapp, because I was like, you should wear this to an event because I can't. You're like my same exact measurements. And she was like, no, I don't want to wear that stiff crust. No, I'm just kidding. She was like, yeah, sure. And then I never followed up. We love you, Lauren. I always said, when you get really famous, can I be your stand-in? I'd be the best stand-in for her.
Oh, my God.
Like, and then the same.
She's the best. You're both the best.
Yeah.
Charm City.
You should be sisters on something.
Oh, my God. Yes. You're right. Why do I want to be in the shadows?
Aim higher.
Put the light on me, baby. It's my time.
I mean, if I were to be a stand-in for someone, I would want it to be Lauren Lapkus.
Right.
She's just the best.
Yes.
But you should play sisters in
something. Well, this was also a few years ago.
Yeah,
I think
yeah.
Now I could be your sister. Okay. So let's... Do you have anything else in that bag, Brian?
I do.
Oh, my God. I don't think...
By the way, I've never seen this bag.
It's the one I take to the gym, like
oh, okay.
Like if I have to shower at the gym.
Okay.
I have to be honest, I brought something. So I use a retinoid
uh-huh.
like twice a week just because it's so much cheaper than a retinol
yes.
like in a beauty product. So I got this from my dermatologist. It's like $25.
And do you need a prescription for that?
You do.
How
yeah.
often do you do it?
I was doing it. It really depends on what you can handle. And my
right.
it's your skin changes in what it could handle. So I was using it every night without a problem.
Shit.
Now, like, two or three times a week.
Yeah, that's still impressive.
Yeah.
I do it once a week, and I still get flakies from that.
Well, men, this is actually a thing that men literally have thicker skin than
yeah.
women. That is, so they can
Excuse
usually...
Excuse me!
I know, but they can usually tolerate stuff better just because their skin actually is a little
it's
thicker.
It's the same with bruising.
Right.
That's why women bruise easier because you're just more,
yeah.
you have thinner skin.
Yeah.
Someone gave me this and it was really expensive and I did not buy it. And I don't, and I, all the reviews online are like, this is like the one thing that really works. It's Skin Cuticle CE Ferulic Acid. Do you
okay.
know this?
I know, but I know SkinCeuticals.
It's basically vitamin C and vitamin E.
You do it in the morning?
You do it in the morning.
Yeah.
The problem with it is the packaging in terms of like, when you open it, it oxidizes.
Yeah.
And you have to twist this off and open it. So after you've had it for a couple months,
it's
the
bad.
Color is completely different.
Yeah.
And so you're like, well, does this even work anymore?
It does.
Do you know what I mean? It should be like, they should have a different dispenser.
Airtight.
For it.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Like a drunk
Can I
elephant.
Tell you, this is, it's
right.
funny that you mentioned that because the same thing with orange juice. Never drink orange juice that's not freshly squeezed because there's no vitamin
there's
C.
There's no
in
point.
It. Yeah.
Oh
Clinique
God.
Even Better Eyes, which I got just because it's...
You love Clinique.
Only because...
You're such a teen
El
in the
Paso
2000s.
Only,
I'm telling you. I used to get those free makeup bags, free gift
I
purchase.
I love
Only
Clinique.
Because I had
WP.
Read about something that was like, what can a guy use when sometimes the right under their eyes is a little discolored?
Yeah.
And this was like the number one thing. And also it was like $18. And it has a slight tint, but you never notice it. So it just covers that up. And then
Brian is literally digging in a makeup bag. Like, I'm living for this so much. And it says, be your beautiful
yep.
on the front.
And then I also, for the day, I use the CeraVe SPF 30.
Okay.
Or
You're a drugstore baby.
You know what? I'm not until like I did, the more research I did, because I went crazy researching every product I use.
Yeah.
And so I really just started looking at, like, the ingredients in every single fucking thing.
People love CeraVe. CeraVe?
Yeah, CeraVe. Because barely any of the drugstore things work. There are a few that do. And
yeah.
that's one that actually does. So it's worth it if...
They used to give... They give it out to my dermatologist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's good stuff.
It's just really sensitive, mild.
Also, the Olay...
Oh, it's for sensitive skin?
Yeah.
It's just mild.
It's very mild, but also it has a ton of, it's the only drugstore brand that actually has like hyaluronic acid in it and ceramides. So it's like.
Do you use their cleanser? Because it looks like jizz.
Their cleanser looks exactly like jizz.
Yeah.
It's a funny prank to go to a dinner party and just put that all over you before you go and just be like, I just had the best time in my car. Don't do that.
And then no one says anything, and then they talk about you, and then years later you're like, no, that was cleanser.
Yep.
That was CeraVe.
I would also say this. If men are looking at either Dollar Shave Club or Harry's,
uh-huh.
they're both very, very good.
Mm-hmm.
Harry's is a more comfortable shave. Dollar Shave Club is a closer shave.
Interesting.
So I have both.
Excellent. What about you, Erin?
I didn't bring my bag, but
that's okay.
I'll
you have
tell
a computer
you...
open. I've never had a guest
oh,
with a computer
well,
open
because
before.
Okay, so this is a recent thing, and I mentioned it earlier about trying to buy more stuff that is actually owned
yes,
by women.
Yes, I love this.
Like, let's take, for example, Fenty, which I was super excited about.
Yes.
Fenty isn't actually 100% owned by Rihanna. It's owned by this company, Kendo,
yep.
which used to be...
That's your wipes that you use?
My Kendo wipes.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, what? No, they're an incubator.
Oh,
that's Ken. Oh, that's so. That's K-E-N.
I didn't mean to throw us off track.
No, you're right. It's spelled differently.
Okay.
One's a Korean company and one is a play on words on can do.
Got it.
Oh, I see. Okay.
And it's owned by this guy. And fine or whatever, like guys guys should own businesses, but I really get upset when they're making millions, kajillions of dollars
off of women.
Off of women.
Yes, honey.
And also objectifying us. And by the way, these aren't gay men, which I really wouldn't have a problem. If it was like Kevin Aucoin running Estee Lauder, I'd be like, hallelujah, praise Jesus. But it's not. It's straight dudes, and they're making tons of money. And they're turning everything into conglomerates. So anyway, I did some research on some stuff that I wanted to try to replace the stuff I already like and love. And it's really difficult, but not impossible.
Of course.
The main issue is finding something that is, number one, wholly owned by women. And number two, not testing on animals.
Right.
And that is tough, apparently.
Yes.
You can find tons of things that aren't testing on animals, but then you try to find the lady thing and you're like, oh my God. So I'm using now I'm doing oil cleansing.
And where do you get your avocado oil? Whole Foods or do you get it on Amazon?
I just go on Amazon and I buy Now.
I like that brand.
I'm doing a tinted moisturizer. Well, okay. So I was using almost 100% NARS products because I like their pigmentation. Yeah. I like their tinted moisturizer.
NARS is owned by a man and they test on animals.
Yes. And they sell in China.
Yes.
And which also, Brian taught me this because we used to use Kiehl's and we found out that Kiehl's.
Sad.
If anybody sells in China, they have to test on animals.
Right. I know that at Nashville.
Because they might not guess
Clinique now. Does.
I know.
Bless them. Get your act together, Clinique. Come on.
Yeah.
We trusted you in high school. I had that blue compact. Get your life together, Clinique. Stop insulting us.
I really like Melt Eyeshadow,
mm-hmm.
co-owned by two ladies who used to be, who are like the cool chicks at a St. Vincent concert that you're like, I really want to be friends with you, but you're actually so much cooler than me, so I'm just going to watch you dance.
Her fiance is on a Herald team at UCB.
What?
She got proposed to during a Herald, the owner of Melt, the blonde girl.
Laura?
Yeah. I've never met her, but people are like, you need to meet her. She owns Melt, and she's like around.
You
yes,
have to have her on.
She'll be on for sure.
I used to use Stila, but I've switched to Dose of Color.
Okay,
for
excellent.
Glitter, for glitter shadows
yep.
and stuff.
We've talked about Dose of Color before.
And I also love Dose of Color's lipsticks.
Yep.
They fucking are amazing.
Jay Kissa was just in here, and she had one on, and it looked incredible, and it's vegan and cruelty-free.
It's so good. Prestige is, I can't find a good mascara that's, I guess I'm going to start using Glossier,
mm-hmm.
which is actually a good thing to use overall if you're just lazy as fuck. And
what
you
do you use for mascara?
I use Tarte and Urban Decay. But
Tarte is also owned by, I think, L'Oreal or Estee Lauder.
Urban Decay is as well. Urban Decay is owned by L'Oreal.
Right.
I think. They're all owned by either Estee Lauder or L'Oreal.
I know. Right. And see, here's the thing. The women who started the companies, they still own... it depends. Some of them, like Tarte, I think they own like a 98%. So the parent company owns like a 98% of the whole thing.
Yeah.
And her story's insane too. Like she lost her husband in 9/11. He was the one who helped her. He was the one pushing her to do her own cosmetics
That's
line.
That's the second 9/11 reference on this episode.
No kidding.
I know. What's happening?
Lip Bar, which is a lipstick that's fantastic, started by this woman. What is her name? Melissa Butler, who went on Shark Tank. And they told her that no one wanted to have blue lips and green lips. And jokes on them. Everybody wants
Yes, everybody.
What? Really?
Yeah. Also, Mr. Wonderful called her and her associates. By the way, Melissa's a black woman. Called them. What did he call them? Colorful cockroaches. On the show.
Honey,
and
no.
I'm telling you, I would have gone right outside and poured nail polish remover on his Maybach.
I mean, he does call everyone cockroaches, but that's not cute.
But it's not. But
it was not appropriate.
No. Brow filler, nude sticks, who are a family company.
Excellent.
And these adorable teenage girls started this with their mom.
Ugh.
And it's all crayons. It's basically all pencils. Their whole line is pencils. And they have a liner that I haven't tried yet, but it has a roller on it.
Ooh.
So it rolls on
Mac did that, and it was not, according to YouTube, did not go over well.
They show it on their Instagram. It looks pretty easy, but then again, I haven't tried it.
I'm excited.
And then Glossier is great for all over. If you want it, because that started by the woman who did Into the Gloss and was funded by an all-female-led venture capitalist firm.
I mean, that's
so you got
awesome.
Boom, boom, boom.
Take that, Lori Grenier.
Circuit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I love her, though.
I do, too. I want her on.
She's the one who I would want to. I don't know what my
100%,
product is.
100%. Well, Scrub Daddy's changed my life.
Yeah,
Scrub Daddy's changed my entire life. Everyone needs one.
Yep.
Yeah.
What is, that's one of, that's their sponge thing?
Yes. Yes. It was at one point the number one selling product on Shark Tank, but I'm sure by now maybe something's passed it up. But considering they're only like $4, that's a huge statement. But they're just a sponge. But there's no other sponge that's better. If you do hand washing of any kind, the Scrub Daddy is the most superior sponge on the market. The best part is that it doesn't retain a smell. You know, like you use a sponge and you put it on the sink and it's disgusting.
Yeah.
You're like, why am I using this to clean my dishes when it's disgusting? Scrub Daddies don't get disgusting.
Scrub Daddy's truly the best.
I buy them for everything.
That was Lori did that, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Fuck
you
yeah.
guys saying Scrub Daddy over and over again is probably my favorite part of this entire episode.
I did a Shark Tank musical at UCB. Name. It was called Swimming with Shark, Singing with Sharks, the Shark Tank musical.
Stop
it. Who did you
play? Who did you play?
I was one of the E. Creamery girls with Katherine Burns. And then E. Creamery sent us both a huge thing of ice cream because they heard about it.
I have heard.
But like Carl Tart played Damon.
The guy who did
Dan
Van
Kirk was Mr. Wonderful. Jess Jardine was Lori Grenier.
Oh, great.
Fran Gillespie played Barbara.
Uh-huh.
I mean,
I
it was
see it.
It was the stars. Oh, and Kenny.
Who played Mark
Kenny
Cuban?
Stevenson played Mark Cuban.
Oh, good.
Sure. The most best impressionist
he
ever.
Really
you know,
is.
He was
he's
on your Mom Team.
Great.
Yes,
yeah, he's
I mean.
The best.
What a great guy.
Wait, I've heard so many crazy stories about Barbara Corcoran.
She is a damn nut in the best way.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I just, damn, I want her. I'd love to talk to her.
Me too.
I'd love to find out her regimen.
Yeah.
And that lip. I want to know what that lip is. Well, I'm dying to know that lip, Barbara. Tweet me, damn it.
She's great.
The color or what she's doing to it?
The color.
Oh, okay.
Both. She's a little...
Yeah.
Yep.
But she looks
she yeah. She apparently likes to have a really good time. I'm just gonna leave it at that.
Yeah.
Wait,
oh
Jackie,
God,
can
it.
I ask you a personal
yes.
question about
oh,
something that I'm gonna get done?
Yes.
So I'm going to get microbladed.
You are?
So I'm going to the Stryker Sisters.
Oh man.
It took me a long time to get in, but they you know they do that like
don't you they're on like a 3-year wait list or something insane.
I think I did something that I'm not proud of, but I was like
you blackmailed them?
I said I know all your secrets. No,
was
I
it
meant...
like on Sex and the City with the Birkin bag? How Samantha Jones
yes
used...
pretended to be Lucy
yes,
Liu.
Yes, Lucy Liu's name.
I think I made myself seem more important than I actually am.
Hey,
exactly.
If it worked, then it was legit.
But so they, I like how natural their brow
yes,
looks.
Yes, they do the feathers.
I am afraid to look at what the actual process is.
Yeah.
It's tattooing.
It is like a prison tattoo. So think
right.
of like you're in prison, but you want a tattoo, but there's no prison, there's no tattoo guns
available.
You've
got to make it out of like...
So they make one out of like an e-cigarette
and a boot and
a paper clip.
Yeah, okay.
Yes. So I...
So
same.
Is it permanent?
It lasts 2 years, 1 to 2 years. So basically they slice your skin open with very tiny microblades, like a very, very tiny blade. They slice open your face and you feel your face like slice. And then they pour pigment, pure pigment, into the wound. So then when it heals, that pigment is inside of your body in like little tiny hairs.
Huh.
So it's like a prison tattoo.
Sorry. Back up.
Yeah.
So I thought it was like they individually put them in.
I mean, they do. They do like one little tiny slice, one little tiny slice, one little tiny slice. And then they put the pigment on it.
I'm going to throw up. I don't think I can do this.
Well,
have you done it?
I have done it. But I think the Stryker Sisters do something different. They have their own thing they do.
I'm going to throw up in all of my
but
body.
I did the same thing, and I just said, I don't want to look. I don't want to Google it, because I did it 1.5 years ago. I did it before anyone did. I was the third person Kat had ever done. And my eyebrows were so sad, and I've been fighting with them since I was 12.
Oh, these are all filled.
I mean, they look great. But yeah, mine are
but
crooked.
I'm tired.
One of them goes in more than the other, because I ruined them doing pageants as a child. I had a unibrow, and my mom just went to town on it, and then I started going to town on it. And so I've had an eyebrow journey.
Like overplucking, yeah.
And I just said, I don't care. Whatever she does to me is going to look better than what mine look like. Mm. So I went in, and I just did it.
They used to fill my eyebrows in on the show, and it always looked great.
Yeah.
But I would never
it's
do
It's so
that.
Important. It frames your face. I don't know why in the 2000s we walked around with bad eyebrows.
If I could have 5 more minutes every day, I would take it. If this is what this
yeah.
is going to give me.
It'll give you that. Plus, I trust them.
It truly feels like your face is opening up.
They do a numbing cream.
Right.
So, I don't know. It's no more uncomfortable than a bikini
wax. I've had a tattoo.
Wax.
I don't know why I'm being...
It's
oh,
no
is
more
it?
Uncomfortable
okay,
than anything like that. And it's over relatively soon.
Okay, I can do it.
Yeah.
All right.
So
that's
any,
what I needed.
Does anybody want to try a no mustache strip?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, let's
I do
get
need
these
to do
out.
My, I do need to do my waxing lips.
Okay, so I'm going to pass
yeah,
Aaron.
This is exactly
but I'm not
going
to use it on my face. Can I use it on like my leg or something?
I mean, you don't even have to do it.
No,
this
I want
to
do
so
it.
This is so good. By the way, this is what I was going to do for birthday presents this year.
So everybody, tell everybody about the component. Let's be ASMR now.
It's in
everybody,
a really...
Everybody just explain what we're holding.
It's in a really cool tin box, almost
It's almost like an Altoids box.
Yeah.
It is a chic Altoid.
It slides open.
Yeah.
Mine is
yeah.
for No Mo Bush. No Mo Bush. So I got
So you
the,
put it right on your...
I guess. I don't know. I'm going to open
right
it
on your butthole.
It says 16 hypoallergenic waxing strips for the bikini hair removal kit. Includes post-wax aloe cream.
This says, rub the strip in your hands to warm it up. Pull adhesive apart.
No.
Apply wax strip to each side of the lip. Oh, but that's if I were doing my face. And pull opposite of hair growth.
So
oh,
I've,
that's
I,
a lot
this,
of information.
This is exactly what they... So they sell this at Selfridges, and I was like so... excited about it, and then I used it before our show in London, and it works really great. I mean, oh, I already
look how big mine is.
Oh, they think you
have... my pussy is way smaller than this.
By the way,
they also give you a post wax aloe cream.
Putting that all on at once.
There's it, mine has a little tiny insert in here that says you that you can go to nomostache.com for a step by step instructional video.
I just
so that's good.
The packaging is exciting.
Yes, it's really cute, and you could reuse this tin. This would be great for your weed,
it's
or
true.
Pills, or anything like choochie stuff.
anything that you want to put in your body to make you
okay,
feel better.
Hold on. Cleanse area, rub strip in between hands for 10 seconds. Pull strip apart. Place one strip on the bikini. Repeatedly rub in the aggression. Holding to get out
Wait,
quickly.
Are these,
okay,
are both sides.
I'm gonna try
wax,
it in the corner.
Forget.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm gonna try mine. If I just don't want anybody to
Place
see my
Place one half
my hair,
of the strip.
Okay? So nobody look.
Oh no! Of course
okay.
not.
Wait, I kind of want to be able to hear it though. Okay, hold on. Y'all just give a play-by-play what I'm doing.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah,
so Jackie is
turning around.
Turning around. She's
rubbing.
We gotta get
Chooch
it hot.
Chooch is right at her ankles.
It says to rub the strip for 10 seconds to warm it up. Now, is my pube area clean? I mean, I took a bath last night.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I haven't done anything crazy since then.
No, and it's pretty mild outside temperature wise, so
yeah,
no reason. Are you just gonna do the are you gonna have your panties on or off?
No, I'm just gonna pull my pants down and just do the side real quick and just see how it is.
Okay.
I'm tough. I'm not worried about it. This is really the only way to get a true assessment of it.
Ooh, Brian, where are you gonna wax? Top thigh?
I don't know. Yeah.
I wanted to do my face, but I just did a thing at Indie Beauty Expo, which, by the way, women own indie brands. I'm doing a full episode just
you
on all
are?
The brands I met, because I met so many women-owned indie cruelty-free vegan companies that I'm so excited
Jackie,
about.
I need to know about all of
oh,
them.
Oh, I will let you know when that
I'm
episode
I'm scared.
Drops.
I've never done anything like this before.
Ooh, can I do one?
Yeah,
can
sure.
Can I pull it? Okay. Did you warm them up?
Yeah, I think
are
so.
Ready?
Ah! Oh, God.
Look at that. Oh, my God. It worked.
Oh, my God.
It's completely hairless.
It's
Wait,
it.
I want to do. Can I just do a video of
yes.
you doing the other one?
Okay.
Ah! Oh. Let's see.
Perfect.
Yeah.
No hair. And look, all gone. Get that in there.
Ew.
Yes. These work fucking perfectly.
That was perfect.
Okay, hold on. I'm going to do my pussy real quick.
Okay.
So tell everybody what I'm doing.
Okay. So Jackie.
Wait, Jackie,
took
can
off
I record
all her
you from
clothes.
Behind?
Yes.
Okay.
You know.
She's truly a man at a urinal right now, is the pose.
This is shocking.
She's got.
This is shocking.
Are you
look.
Wearing a bodysuit?
No.
Oh. It's not all
oh,
connected?
I have,
oh.
I have a shirt tucked in.
Oh.
This is really big and I'm scared.
Yeah, that looks
do
really
want,
scary.
I mean, it's
Wait,
the same as
which
this.
What do I do?
There, it's there's two.
Oh my
yeah.
God, that's genius.
There's two. So when you pull it apart, there's two.
That's
it's like
genius.
It's like opening up a Band-Aid, and then there's two sides.
Okay. Nobody look. Okay.
Okay. No. Nobody's looking. I'm just recording
oh,
it.
Oh God, Jackie, I'm so scared for you.
I'm
it's not gonna hurt
I'm,
that bad.
I'm from Texas. Okay. We can handle beauty. Okay.
Girl, she's had her hair. Her mom's pulled her in real tight ponytails.
Ready?
Oh God. Oh God.
Oh my God! It worked great. It worked. My pubes are on
She's
this
showing
paper.
Us the
Look
after of the paper.
Oh my God, it even got my long ones out. And can I say that didn't even hurt? That didn't even fucking hurt. Like, this is genius. I don't know how much these cost, but I'm impressed
I'm
right
telling
now.
You, I did. I remember these being pricey, but again, it was pounds, so who knows what it
Look
was
at
in
that.
USD.
That ripped those motherfuckers right out from the roof.
No, this works
this is
really
good.
Well.
Yeah.
Oh my God. And, like,
by the way, but I did the calculations. At one point, but this was way less than going to get it done.
Of course, and way less humiliating.
And so much easier. And you can do the thing where instead of being like, you missed a hair here, you could just be like, I just got it. I'm
Are they judgmental
you.
In those places?
No.
That's good.
But no. they probably talk shit when we leave.
Of course.
Right.
Okay,
they're
hold
like,
on. Aaron's doing her mustache.
They're like, did you see how wrinkly her pussy was? Oh, God, her.
Okay, Erin's doing her whole mustache right now.
Her
okay.
taint looked like hamburger.
Brian, film this. Here, film this. Hold on. Don't rip it off.
Oh, God.
Hold on. I want to go see how much of that actually.
Okay, are you ready?
No, not quite.
It took that clean off.
Okay, I'm good. You truly look like Wilford Brimley.
Okay, we're ready.
I start my morning with a nice cup of Quick Roads.
Yeah.
Okay.
Didn't even hurt, right?
No, but I fucked it up.
Because
I didn't. Because
because you have makeup on.
Because I have makeup on, and you're not supposed to do it with makeup on.
Clean face.
Ah! That one got it. Is it red?
Let me see.
You see, but it's already so light that
it is a little bit red. Not to.
No, but look, I can tell where it worked. Oh shit! I sparked you.
See,
look,
no, there's definitely hair on there.
Got it.
See the black ones?
I can see the roots. I can see the roots.
That's crazy.
Oh my God, no mustache. I see you.
I'm into this.
I see you. No mustache and no more bush. Thank you for sending me these. I think you have 3 new clients.
Yeah, that was great.
I already own them.
Oh, there you go.
And by the way, talk about traveling buddies. This is great for traveling.
Especially like if you have, like you travel out of town to look good and you go, you get to your hotel and you go, oh my God, my stash is coming in strong. I did not know. Or my bush. Maybe you are going to a reunion. You want to hook up with an ex. Or you're swiping Tinder when you're in Paris. Whatever. Okay. I mean, I'm ready to, look at that. Look at my pubes. My pubes, look at them, they're right there.
If someone doesn't make a ringtone out of that, you're doing everything wrong.
I've never actually seen a woman's pubes in any capacity.
Well, they look just, that's not true, you have. Remember that old lady I used to live next to?
Oh, an old lady, she was like in her 80s, she fainted and she was wearing a house dress and there was no one to help her up. And so I walked toward her to help her and it was like full fucking
was it gray?
Charlotte's Web style. Yeah, exactly.
That's where I'm headed and I'm fine with that.
Oh yeah.
Body.
It didn't horrify me. It was just like, it was just like, I've never seen that.
This is an emergency situation.
You've never seen pubes IRL on a woman except for that and
I
just
don't
now.
Think so.
Well, listen, they're not what on about, my body.
Yeah.
What about when you walk in your mom, she's like lotioning herself or something?
Oh, you mean right. Well, that's like, I don't think I've ever seen my mom. I mean, maybe I have.
You never
guys,
seen your mom
can we change?
Oh, yes, you're right. Okay. This is called Natch Butte, not Mom's Bush. That's on after this.
Are you sweet baby?
That might be my side spinoff.
How
pod
many
now.
Hours of this podcast is just people kissing Choo-choo?
Yeah, but she's such a part of it. She's the
so
silent
sweet.
Bob to my Jay, you know?
That's true.
Yeah. All right, well, listen, we've gone over an hour. I'm so happy we got
Jackie,
to get
this
Jackie,
this is a delight.
You have to come on our show.
Oh, duh.
Okay, we'll get you scheduled.
It's done.
We'll get Jackie, you scheduled like that. You
I'll
are
bring the strips.
The best.
I'll bring the Nomo
do
strips.
It, do it,
I'll
do it.
I'll do the other side
and
of my
any
bush.
Any insight you have over, like, other good female.
I will have a list ready.
Yeah.
I love that.
Let's help other ladies this year.
Let's help other ladies this year. I'm all about that.
How old is she now?
Choo-choo's 8.
The
she just
baby.
Turned 8. I know, but doesn't she look like a young 8?
She does.
People always
does.
Ask me who her surgeon is. I say, Jess Rona Grooming.
Yep.
Shout out. So just in case, you're probably going to get some new fans out of this. So tell everybody where we can find your pod and where we can find you on social media and
you
everything.
You can go to throwingshade.com.
At throwingshade
on all the socials. I'm at Brian Safi.
I'm at Gibblertron. It's my last name if I was a robot.
And yeah, please, we come out every, when do you guys come out?
Friday.
We come out every Thursday. So
yes,
do Throwing Shade
perfect.
And then Natch
Butte.
Pre-game.
Keep the week rolling.
Natch Butte
exactly.
With Throwing Shade.
Yeah.
Yes, so fun. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
Celebrating
this is so fun.
Yeah.
And I'll just be honest, my skin isn't even burning or anything. And I didn't even use the post-acne
cream. I don't even
do it. Doesn't feel sticky.
I'm telling you, no mustache, you got something, okay? Yeah. So thanks for sending me this gift. And thank you for Erin and Brian for being such good sports.
We loved it.
This is amazing.
Thanks for being here. What do I always say at the end of
the night? Made in North Hollywood.
And it's an LA-based company. Could it get any damn better? Could it get any damn better? No, it could not. So thank you. Everyone remember, cream your neck and keep your fringe fresh.
Keep your fringe fresh. Do you gotta moisturize your neck?
No, you have to. That's why we say that.
And I put anything I put on my face, I put on the back of my hands now.
Cream your neck and the back of your damn hands.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.